This is Ready Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. Election Commission publishes list of 110 House of Representatives elect members under proportional representation system. Certificates for newly elected MPs to be provided on Thursday. 12th NRNA Global Conference concludes the issuing 12-point declaration. Nepal government welcomes renewed unity within the association. And U.S. Embassy in Iraq hit by drone strike as several Western leaders call for de-escalation in Lebanon. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission is to provide certificates to the House of Representatives elect members under proportional representation system on Thursday. According to Krishna Bahadur Rao, the election officer of the PR electoral system, the winners of the House of Representatives seat under the PR system will be given certificates at 11:30 a.m. on Thursday at the Election Commission premises. The names of 110 candidates elected under the PR system from the House of Representatives election conducted on March 5th was released by the Commission on Monday. According to the Election Commission, six different political parties have gained the status of national party by crossing a minimum threshold for 3% of the total valid votes. Under the PR system, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party has won 57 seats, the Nepali Congress 20, the CPN-UML 16 and 9 by the Nepali Communist Party. Likewise, from Sanskriti Party and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party won equal 4 seats under the PR system. The 12th Global Conference and Grand International Unity Convention of the Non-Resident Nepali Association NRNA concluded in Kathmandu on Monday, issuing a 12-point declaration. The declaration highlights key commitments related to promotion of investment, protection of welfare of Nepali migrant workers, bolstering engagement among Nepali diaspora and fostering organizational unity among others. The declaration called on the government of Nepal to introduce legal and policy reforms to create a more favorable environment for investment by the non-resident Nepalis. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Sushila Karki has called upon the non-resident Nepalese to leverage their knowledge, skills and experience and capital they have gained abroad for the development of the country. Addressing the closing ceremony of the 12th General Convention and Global Conference of the Non-Resident Nepalese Association on Monday, Prime Minister Karki urged active participation of the NRNs for country's development and prosperity. The Prime Minister also asserted that attracting foreign investment into productive sectors and mobilizing the capital of NRNs in safe and transparent manner remains the top priority of the government. Highlighting the global presence of Nepalese, she described them as goodwill ambassadors of Nepal and acknowledged their contribution to nation building. Also hailing the unity force within the association after the recent internal divisions, the head of the government noted the restoration of unity in a single platform is a positive development. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP is running an orientation program for its newly elected members of parliament MPs. The two-day residential program has begun today in Lalitpur. RSP spokesperson Manish Jha shared that the parliamentary practices, policy-making, parliamentary businesses and responsibilities of people's representatives, party policies to be applied and other related matters would be shared to the MPs. The Supreme Court is hearing the writ petition against the decision to withdraw the money laundering and organized crime cases against Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamisani today after it was not able to hear it on Monday. The hearing began on Sunday before a division bench of Justices Saranga Subedi and Sunil Kumar Pokharel. Since the hearing could not be completed yesterday, the hearing is being held today. Earlier, a division bench of Justices Sapna Pradhan Malla and Srikant Pojal had ordered that the petition be submitted for regular hearing. Attorney General Savita Bhandari Baral had decided to withdraw the money laundering and organized crime cases filed against Lamisani. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City and Bir Hospital have signed an agreement to provide free testing and preliminary treatment for breast and uterine cancers. The agreement to this effect was signed on Monday. Hospital Director Professor Dr. Dilip Sharma highlighted that early screening is essential in preventing breast and cervical cancers among women. The cancer screening will begin on March 30th, with 100 to 120 women examined each day. Cervical cancer remains one of the most prevalent cancers among women in Nepal. Nepal Tourism Board NTB is to operate a tourist information center in collaboration with Pokhara International Airport, Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal and Tourist Police. NTB Gandaki Province Chief Maniraj Lami said that the tourist information center is to be operated at Pokhara International Airport for providing information about touristic destinations of the province. The Department of Commerce, Supplies and Consumer Protection on Monday confiscated 6,377 cooking gas cylinders that were improperly stored in the Lalitpur Harisiddhi waste warehouse of Sriram Gas Industry. The department's monitoring team seized the huge quantity of filled gas cylinders, each with 14.2 kilogram gas, to check artificial gas shortages. The industry has been fined 300,000 rupees by the department. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Drones and rockets have been launched at the U.S. Embassy in Iraq's capital Baghdad in the second such attack of the war, the BBC reports. The U.S. Embassy in Baghdad was targeted by drones and rockets overnight, with Iraqi security forces telling the AFP news agency that it was the most intense assault since the attack began. Meanwhile, United Arab Emirates reopens its airspace after missile and drone threats from Iran force it to close briefly. U.S. President Donald Trump continues to call on other nations, particularly NATO allies, to help secure the Strait of Hormuz, a key oil shipping route. But German Chancellor Friedrich Merz says that this war is not a matter of NATO, while the alliance says allies have already stepped up to provide additional security in the Mediterranean. Elsewhere, leaders in the UK, Canada, France, Germany and Italy issue a joint statement saying that significant Israeli ground offensive in Lebanon would have devastating humanitarian consequences. Dozens of people are feared dead or injured at a drug treatment center in Afghanistan's capital after an airstrike that the Taliban government blamed on Pakistan. The BBC cited the government spokesperson as saying on X that the center in Kabul was hit on Monday evening, killing some people and injuring others. However, Pakistan denied striking any health facility, saying that it precisely targeted military installations and terrorist support infrastructure in Kabul and the eastern province of Nangarhar. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be generally cloudy over the hilly and mountainous regions of Karnali and Sudhapashchim provinces, as well as the mountainous regions of the remaining provinces. Partly cloudy conditions are also expected over the remaining hilly and Terai regions. There is also a possibility of light rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the mountainous regions of Kusi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at one or two places in the mountainous regions of Karnali and Sudhapashchim provinces. There is also a possibility of light rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kusi and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission publishes list of 110 House of Representatives elect members under proportional representation system. Certificates for newly elected MPs to be provided on Thursday. 12th NRNA Global Conference concludes issuing 12-point declaration. Nepal government welcomes renewed unity within the association. And U.S. Embassy in Iraq hit by drone strike as several Western leaders call for de-escalation in Lebanon. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.